My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk New York Sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Is this in honor of me? I am the entertainer? I don't know how entertaining I am, but you big Billy Joel guy?
I am the entertainer.
It's a good song. It's a decent song. I mean, I'm up and down. He's got a lot of songs. He's got a lot of really good songs, so I'm kind of up and down. It's not bad.
Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts.
The songs I like better, I have to say. It is the time to remember, which is a tremendous song. Stiletto, great song. Zanzibar, you know. This song's okay. But still, he's got one of the great lines of all time. I always use it in my podcast. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? God, is that true? Oh, my God. And I always counter it by saying, hey, who needs a house out in Oyster Bay, right? Isn't that where he's from? Oyster Bay. Oh, the pain. Beningo, we got an hour to go. Actually, 55 minutes left, and then you'll get Tiki and Loogie. 888-808-1019. It's right in front of me, so I should get it right. And like I said, we'll be here for another 55 minutes. We'll continue on with the calls. We got Pete Hoffman, of course, the one and only Dolph Kramer on the other side of the glass. Steven Seifert is on the Fan. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How are you, bro? Good.
Good. I was just calling because I'm in the car with my son. We're going to a baseball tournament. We talk about the Mets and how they hopefully keep Pete Alonso because, you know, you have to keep. I know we're not going to get Juan Soto, so I figure
Well, we don't know that. I think you're right. I think he's going to stay with the Yankees, but I still think, you know, if he gets the free agency, we got to go after him, you know? Is he gone? Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm right here. I'm here. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Continue on.
No. I was just saying that, you know, I think the Yankees, I don't know, if the Yankees end up having a good year, I think that Juan's going to end up staying there. And then we have to sign Pete Alonso because every commercial you see is Pete Alonso. He's just a homegrown Met. You have to keep him.
Now, look, you know me. I want him. I want both of them. I want Soto and Alonso. I wonder, you say if the Yankees have a good year. For the Yankees to have a good year, they have to win a World Series. I mean, to me, that's it for them. They got to win it.
Exactly.
And I wonder.
That's exactly.
And I wonder if they did win the World Series, that might, you know, maybe Soto would leave. Right? Think about it. I mean, maybe he'd say, well, okay, I won a championship here. Right? Who knows? You don't know that.
Right. I know.
So
That's true. But I don't know. I mean, listen, they both represented by Boris, so who knows?
Right. You know? Right. You don't know. But I want Pete. I want them both. I mean, there's no question about it. I want Pete and I want Soto. But at the very least, look, I think Soto's going to stay with the Yankees. I'd be very surprised. I can't see how Hal Steinbrenner lets him go. You know, I think the fan base would go nuts, and rightfully so. I mean, I don't see how, you know, you possibly let a guy like Soto go. But if they do, or I should say at least if he gets the free agency, I mean, they could still re-sign him, obviously. But if he gets the free agency, the Mets got to make a run at him. Cohen's got to go after Soto. 888-808-1019. Justin at JFK Airport. Justin, how are you?
Hey, I think Soto. I think we hope the Yankees win the World Series because then Soto will bounce.
I think so. But, I would say that's a if they want it all. I think there's a chance he leaves. I would agree with that.
Yeah, and that's our best. I think that's our best bet. But on Pete Alonso, I think the only way he's going to get paid at this point, the way he thinks he's going to get paid, and Boris thinks he's going to get paid, is if he has a Daniel Murphy type postseason. If we make the postseason,
right, right,
kind of like how Bumgarner got that massive contract from Arizona because the guy gets to the playoffs and he does it all for you.
Right, right. Well, maybe. Let's see it. I mean, let's see them go on a roll now. You know, let's see Pico. He had a good game yesterday. Maybe this is the beginning of a big hot streak. We can only hope, you know? Did we lose him? Is he gone? I guess he's gone. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, let's see Pete. You know, there's how many games left? 47? How many games left? Something like that. I think there's like 47 games left, something along those lines. So let's see Pete start to get red hot now. Had the big day yesterday. And then take us right into the playoffs and beyond. And then, to me, you got to bring him back. 888-808-1019. Bob in Oakland is on the fan. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Joe.
What's up, Bob?
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, formerly of Paramus and Garfield.
Really?
By the way.
Two of my towns.
Yeah.
I look at both of those as kind of like hometowns for me. Garfield and Paramus. Both of them.
So, let me get my sports out of the way. I think Pete Alonso is really getting unfairly bashed this year.
Yeah, he is a little bit. Yes, I would agree.
Yes, and, you know, I'm firmly behind the Mets, and I'm sure they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I don't know if I'm sure about that, but it would be nice. That's for sure.
Yeah, certainly after you gave that stat about the pitching with the hits.
How about that? I was shocked to hear that yesterday. The Mets have allowed the least amount of hits, at least in the National League. I don't know if it's in the majors, but definitely in the National League.
Yeah, that definitely was a surprise.
Yep.
But anyway, I did time in Garfield, and were you from Garfield originally?
Yes. Family's from Garfield originally, no doubt.
Who was Jerome? Jerome Beningo was my vice principal.
That was my school. That's my uncle Jerry, who passed away a couple years ago. That's my father's brother, Jerry Beningo. Yep.
Because I remember him as a vice principal.
Yep.
And one other thing before I let you go is my son did play golf with you at Paramus a few years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, yeah, it's Jeff and Angelo. If you remember Jeff and Angelo playing with you one windy March day.
Okay.
And they thoroughly enjoyed it, but they were very respectful of you.
One thing I have no problem. Look, a lot of times when I play, I'll tell you this, and Bob, thank you for the call. If my wife Terry and I play together all the time, and she loves playing golf, and she's a much better golfer than she thinks she is, and I got to tell her that all the time. But nevertheless, a lot of times, you know, we'll get paired up. If it's just us two, they'll pair us up as they, you know, always do with two other people. And, you know, there's times when I've been paired with people that know me and just are relentless. And that's, you know, I mean, they want to, you know, give you, you know, talk, all they want to do is talk sports while I'm trying to play golf. And that makes me crazy. And then there's the people, and I respect this completely, that we're playing, they know who I am, but they don't say anything during the round. And after we're done, they'll come up to me and say, Joe, you know, I just want you to know I listened to you for years. I have great respect for that. That's the way to go. So if you get a chance, if somebody gets paired up with me and you know who I am, all right, and, you know, and you just wait to the end of the round, and then if you want a picture, whatever you want to talk about that point, that's great. But it makes me crazy, and it's happened a few times. When people know who I am and they just do not stop from the first hole on. So, but like I said, the other way at the end of the round, got tremendous. No doubt about it. 888-808-1019. Pete, you want to say something?
Yeah. Have you ever actually quit a round midway because someone's talking too much?
No, I don't quit rounds midway. The only thing stopping me in the midway of quitting a round is the weather. You know?
Not the people. Not the company.
No. Sometimes you just got to bear down and, you know, and I'll say this. It can be very distracting playing and you just got to, you know, get you, you know, say, look, I can't let this person affect how I'm playing because that can happen. You know, that can happen. I mean, there's no doubt. You're playing with people, and even it doesn't even have to be somebody that knows me. But if you're playing with people who, you know, especially if people, and look, I'm no great golfer, okay? You know, I can hold my own. You know, I can play. I mean, I can play, but I'm not great. And I'll say it that way. I can play golf. But when you play with people that can't really play, that can be very, even if they don't know who I am, that can be very taxing on your game. Very, very, very. No doubt.
Who's like the closest friend of yours or whomever that like you play with most often, but it's a difficult playing around with them?
I can't think of any. You know, the guys that I know that I play with, I have no issue with them. Most of the time, it's my wife anyway, you know? So, I mean, I play with her, you know, her and I play together all the time. But there's a bunch of guys I play with. My buddy Willie, the Duke. Willie, I'm giving you a little pop. I mean, you know, I love playing with him. My buddy, in fact, I'm playing with him and my buddy Clay, who's a big Met fan as well. Willie's a Yankee fan. We're playing on Sunday at Blue Hill. I'll get Blue Hill a pop, too, in Pearl River. You know, now tomorrow, Terry and I are playing together at Orchard Hills in Paramus, only nine holes, nine-hole course. I don't want to play nine tomorrow because we're playing 18 on Sunday. And it's just her and I, so they're going to pair us up with two people. So, you know, who knows? You know what I mean?
Well, good luck.
But most of the people I play with, you know, that I know, I got no problem with any of them. You know, I enjoy playing with them. You know, that's why we're playing together. You know what I mean?
People want to play with you too. That's the other thing. Like, you would think that a lot, especially guys that you used to hang with from here and stuff like that. I know a lot of people want to go out with you.
But that's different. I love playing with these guys. Like Rascona, Rascona's here. I love playing with Rascona. I'll tell you seriously. I like to play with people that are better than me. I got to tell you right now. And I think it helps your game. If you're playing golf with people who are better than you are, it actually helps your game. It keeps you focused. You know, I think it keeps you playing better because, you know, not that you're trying to keep up with them, but you don't want to, you know, you want to embarrass yourself when you're playing with good players. And I love to play with Rascona because he's better than I am, you know. And, you know, and he's a good guy. You know, that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? So I like to play with people that are actually better than me because I think that actually helps you. If I'm playing golf with people who are nowhere near as good as I am, that can be very taxing. You know what I'm saying, Pete? Very taxing. 888-808-1019. Barry in the Bronx is on the fan. Barry, how are you?
Good. I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Barry. Thank you.
Sure. Before I get to my point, I just want to say quickly, I'm a big Jets fan, just like you are. We are former season ticket holders in Shea Stadium.
Yep.
So a lot of the pain that you've experienced, a lot of it I've experienced too, believe me. About yesterday, you were talking a lot about the Baseball Hall of Fame and, you know, Barry Bonds, Clemens and all that. A few years ago, I came to this conclusion about Bonds, and you can apply it to Clemens too, really.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds better start right now making his pitch to the Veterans Committee. He's not getting in by the writers.
No.
He better start selling himself to the Veterans Committee right now. And excuse me if this sounds a little morbid. I don't mean to. I don't mean just while he's young. I mean while he's still alive in this world.
Yeah.
Because if it ever happens at all, and realistically I don't think it will, but if it ever happens, I think they'll be giving that award to his grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the same case is going to be for Pete Rose. I mean, I think Pete Rose is going to get in when he dies. I got to tell you. I really believe it, which is wrong. But, look, there's so many inequities with the Hall of Fame. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. You know something? I'm going to throw this at you, Barry, while you're here. Is there anybody that has been more dismissed with the steroid stuff than Sammy Sosa? Think about it, right? You know, all the other guys, Bonds, Clemens, you know, even A-Rod, you know, Manny Ramirez, guy, you know, these kind of guys, right, that we know did steroids or whatever, right? They're looked at in
right.
a different, even Maguire, they're looked at in a different light. Sammy Sosa is looked at like this guy who was a complete brutal ball player, okay, who took steroids, all of a sudden became, you know, basically this Superman, and we just poo-poo everything he's done. You know what I mean? I mean, he has been more disrespected than anybody that I can think of with the steroids. Is that fair to say?
It is, but on the other hand, I personally view Sammy Sosa as, I mean, as opposed to Bonds. You could make the case Bonds without steroids
was still a tremendous player.
Anyway.
No, I get that.
Exactly.
I understand.
I don't feel that way with Sammy Sosa. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just don't think before the steroids, I just don't think he would have gone in there. I mean,
the numbers,
that's just me.
The numbers that Sammy Sosa put up. Okay, now I understand. Okay, and Barry, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Sammy Sosa, I get it, okay? He was, at best, a mediocre ball player, and then he became this, like, Superman. But when you look at the numbers that this guy put up, I mean, you know, it's got to be a little more than, well, he's just steroid-enhanced. I mean, he didn't, his numbers weren't, you know, 35, 40. He didn't go from being a guy that, I don't know, what you want to call him, I don't know what kind of hitter you want to call him, a weak hitter or whatever, no big bat. He didn't go become a guy that, okay, now he's hitting 35, 40 homers. He became a guy that's hitting 60, 65 homers and did it like three times. And driving in, we were talking about this yesterday. This guy had 2 years where he drove in over 160 runs. And he is basically dismissed by Major League Baseball. Dismissed. You know, like you said, well, Bonds was a Hall of Famer before the steroids. Clemens was a Hall of Famer before the steroids. You know, who knows when A-Rod really started taking them. To me, you know, but all these guys should be in. You know, well, they should all be in. But Sammy Sosa has, nobody has been more just, you know, dismissed as a steroid ball player than this guy. And it's a joke. I mean, come on. You know, they're building a statue. I think the Cubs just retired Ryan Sandberg's number, okay? Right? They're building it. He's a Hall of Famer. They're giving him a statue there. If you've ever been to Wrigley, they got statues of Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and Ron Santo. I'm not sure if Ferguson Jenkins has a statue or not. But now I think there's going to be one of Sandberg. I mean, let's be honest. Sammy Sosa was better than all of them. And they just dismiss him. Where's his statue? Come on. Really, think about it. It's a joke. Dove was given his numbers yesterday. I mean, this guy, three times over 60 homers. Twice with 160-plus RBIs. What? I mean, how many career home runs does he have? Does he have over 600? He does, right? How many career home runs for Sosa? 630-something? Is that the number? I don't know. What do you got,
609.
Though? 609. Okay. 609 career home runs. I mean, how many guys have 600 home runs, right? 10 is, like, what is it, maybe 10? I'm not even sure the exact number, you know. Six, but that's probably like around that, 10, 11 guys. He is completely dismissed. Like Sammy Sosa is looked at as almost a joke for what he did. And to me, that's a disgrace. Even in Chicago, even with the Cub organization, they don't want to honor the guy. What? You know, Barry Bonds was beloved in San Francisco. I mean, right? I mean, come on. I mean, he might have been hated everywhere else, but the Giants, they loved him. The Giant fans loved him. You know, everybody hates Clemens because he's so unlikable. But the bottom line is, you know, guy won 7 Cy Young Awards. He's arguably the greatest right-hand pitcher of all time. I mean, arguably he is. I mean, come on. But Sammy Sosa is just totally dismissed and looked at like a complete joke of what he did in Major League Baseball. Think about that. Really, that's brutal. It really is. It's terrible what they have done to this guy. 888-808-1019. Beningo, filling in for the midday guys. We're back. We're here till 2 o'clock.
When this happened, you talked to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
About it on the Fan.
Barr back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything.
Oh, I know this is one of your favorite groups, the Great Balance Group. Sultans of Swing and all of that. No, they're great. One of the most underrated groups of all time. And one of the great guitar players of all time, Mark Knopfler. I mean, you know, phenomenal. My favorite album is Making Movies. You know that album? With Skate Away on it and Rock and Roll and, oh my God, tremendous. Tremendous album. Romeo and Juliet. That's a great album. Mark Knopfler. Isn't Sting on Money for Nothing?
Correct.
Money for Nothing, which is a great song. Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free, all of that. You know, which two of the greatest misnomers of all time, Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free. But nevertheless, that is a great song. And doesn't Sting sing that with him?
Money for Nothing, yes.
He does, right?
I
want my MTV. Right, exactly right. Yeah, now Knopfler was tremendous. One of the greats. Great guitar player as well. I know you're a big fan of him.
Good soundtrack stuff, too, from movies.
Really?
Princess Bride, he did.
Really?
Stuff. Yep.
Yeah? I didn't realize that. Now, are they still together, Dire Straits?
I don't know.
Yeah? I don't know either. All right. 888-808-1019. Couple things that I want to just clear up here a little bit. I mentioned the Mets have given up the least amount of base hits to this pitching staff of any team in the National League. It is the National League because there's four teams in the American League that have given up less hits than the Mets. So in the National League, the Mets have given up the less hits, the least hits. Four American League teams have done it. I think what did you say? Houston, Seattle. Who are the other ones?
Cleveland.
And who? Houston, Seattle, Cleveland. And
Twins.
And the Twins. Okay. And the Mets are fifth, but they're number one in the National League. The other thing was, I mentioned Sammy Sosa. His high watermark for RBIs was actually 160. He had 158 in another year. 609 career home runs. He's ninth on the all-time list. So he is the last of the 600 home run guys. Frank Robinson's next at 586. So there's been nine guys who've hit 600 home runs or more. And I'm telling you, man, nobody gets the shortest shift than Sammy Sosa. You know, how about somebody does a documentary on him? Shouldn't it be like a, you know what I mean? You know, let HBO or one of these, you know, 30 for 30. How about, you know, ESPN 30 for 30. They do a great job with those. How about doing one on Sammy Sosa, who is like the forgotten guy of all time? I mean, really, I mean, am I wrong with this? I mean, he has been so dismissed as the player he was, as just a complete, you know, product of steroids. It really bothers me. I like Sammy. I do. I like a lot of these guys that maybe I didn't like then. I like them now because they've gotten so screwed. You know, when I see people get hosed like that, I start to be, you know, I become fans of theirs. I got to tell you, I couldn't stand Barry Bonds. I love him now. Love him. So, this is how I roll. 888-808-1019. Bruce in Brooklyn is on a fan. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Joe. Good to hear you, man.
Thank you, Bruce.
Listen, you were talking about Studio 54 before.
Yes.
Just to illustrate for younger people how difficult it was to get into Studio 54.
Yep.
You know, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers from the band Chic were denied admittance to Studio 54.
Is that true? Is that true?
Yes.
I would have never got in.
How they went home and they wrote a song called F.U.,
really?
And that song became Freak Out.
Oh,
and they had
a big
hit with it. And it all stemmed from being rejected from Studio 54.
Wow. Yeah, Freak Out right by Chic. Yeah, definitely. Right.
Yeah, Chic was one of the biggest disco bands around at that time.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even get into Studio 54. So that's how difficult it was to get in there.
Yeah, it was not easy to get in. And I'll tell you, I would have never got in. Like I said, maybe if I would have gotten there with this like ridiculous attractive woman. But, you know, like I said before, they would have took the woman in and I wouldn't have got in, you know? Right?
Nah,
right,
you would have gotten in, Joe.
Yeah,
you
I don't know about in. That. You I don't know if I was getting in. I don't know about that.
But, you know, I'm getting into football mode now. I really like, I know it's a totally meaningless game. It means nothing, but I really like the way the Giants looked last night.
Bruce, don't be fooled. I'm just telling
maybe
you.
What's your opinion of Daniel Jones? I never really heard you talk about Daniel
Jones. My opinion of Daniel Jones is if he can stay healthy and they can protect him and the offensive line can protect him. We saw what he did a couple of years ago when he took this team to the playoffs and he won a playoff game. So I think he could be a pretty good quarterback. Look, you know the guy's got talent. I mean, he's one of the best running quarterbacks in football. Right? You know, he's not Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but he's right behind them. We know he can run. And I think, you know, you give him, you know, some weapons around him. We'll see what this kid Neighbors. Everybody's high on him. We'll see what happens there. But I think if you keep him from, you know, getting pounded, you know, and he doesn't get hurt again because he's getting pounded, I think he's a solid quarterback. That's what I think.
I agree. I've been watching, and Giant fans have been watching Daniel Jones for 5 years now. Maybe I'm wrong. A lot of people who know more than I do disagree with me, but I see something in Daniel Jones. You know, I think you can win with him. I can see him winning a Super Bowl someday. I really can.
What?
I mean, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm just a lost Giant fan or something, but I really see something in the guy. I really like the way he plays the game.
But this is a big year for Jones because one thing to remember, okay, is these guys did not draft him, okay? This is not Shane and Dable's guy, all right? And, you know, everything you hear was they were trying to trade up to get Drake May and all of this. But this is a big year for Jones because after this year, see, he's here because of the cap hit too. I mean, that was a monster cap hit if they would have cut him this year. I think if they let him go next year, it's not as bad. So I think this is a major year for Jones. You know, because if Jones has a real good year this year, he's the quarterback. That's it. And if he doesn't, you know these guys are going to be looking to bring their own guy in. So this is a big, big year for Daniel Jones. But again, you keep him healthy. You know, if they block for him, I mean, the offensive line blocks for him like they need to. You know, you got some weapons around him. Like I said, neighbors, a couple other guys that have, you know, have been there before. Singletary's going to be the running back. Barkley's gone. But we saw it 2 years ago, right? Took him to the playoffs, won a playoff game. So he can be a very effective quarterback. And like I said, he's one of the best running quarterbacks in football. Like I said, probably the third best behind Lamar and Josh Allen. 888-808-1019. Bobby in Belmore is on the Fan. Bobby, how are you?
Joe, you were at the Studio 54. You're a fan, the superstar.
Come yeah, but on. Not in 1985, I wasn't. I don't know about being a superstar. I was, you know what I was? I was a lowly food salesman there, you know, just trying to, you know, keep my head above water. You know what I mean? That's what I was.
Yeah, I was struggling with Lamy also. I was just trying to buddy up, please give me more minutes. Anyway, as far as, before I get to Alonzo, which you're probably going to scream at me for, it's amazing that the Yankees have four starters with between a 4 and 5 ERA, and the Orioles have lost four starters, and they're both 20 over .500. So it just shows you how weak the league is. I mean, it's just
no great teams. No great teams in baseball. No, I would agree.
Yeah. The Mets, look at Arizona last year. I mean, you know, they have a good shot as anybody, but I think they need more starting pitching, which leads to my next point. I know you're talking about the less hits and all that, but come on, let's talk about the eye test. They need another starting pitcher. Now,
but where are they getting them? They ain't getting them this year unless they bring the kid back up. Well, Kristen Scott is hurt.
Well, they could have gotten for one for new, you know who, and I think they should have traded Alonzo because this guy, you know, he hasn't done much. During his way, he gets a lot of, he gets his RBIs and home runs, but he doesn't really. In big situations, he really hasn't come through for them. He's carried by other players, and you know that, Joe. And I think they're not going to sign him. They could have gotten a 3 to 4 starter in a rotation. I know he's only a rental, but he still could have gotten from a contender. And
But you know what? With the way the team's playing, you want to break this team up? What do you think it would have? How would this team have reacted if you take Alonzo off this team with the way they were playing? I mean, think about that for a minute.
Joe, you really think he's done that much during his big winning streak? I mean, you look at he hasn't really performed.
Well, but I mean, he hasn't killed them. I mean, you say, I agree. He hasn't hit like he should. But, I mean, he hasn't prevented them from winning. Has he?
But I didn't consider a guy going to help them win the playoffs.
Okay, what if he goes crazy now and leads them into the playoff? What if he does that? Which is not beyond the realm. What if he does?
I think they need more starting pitching. They do hitting at this point. You know, they're pitching. They really, you know, need another start, especially with Senga being out. I thought they would definitely, try to get a starter.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can say whatever you want about Pete, okay? Pete is a presence in this lineup. All right? Let's not forget that. You know, he's a presence in a lineup. The guy still is a legitimate 40 home run guy. So, and again, the numbers, you know, it's not like he's got 10 homers and 35 RBIs here, okay? He's got 25 homers and he gets 61 RBIs or whatever it is now, 62, 61. I mean, you know, his OPS is still almost 800. You know, his OPS isn't, 620. So, I mean, let's be a little more, look at it a little more realistically here. Has he had the best year? No. He hasn't. Has he chased a lot of bad pitches out of the strike zone? Absolutely. Has he been great with runners in scoring position? No. He's under 200 with runners in scoring position. All of that, I agree. But has he prevented them from winning? Has he prevented them from going whatever it is since they were 11 games under? And what are they, 37-19 or whatever the record is now? Has he stopped that from happening? And how could you, with the way this team is playing, you're going to now take one of the key pieces of the team and take it away? How would they feel in the locker room? Well, how would these guys on this team say, "What you trading Pete now? Well, we're hotter than a firecracker." You can't do that. And how many phenomenal pitching staffs are there in baseball? I'm asking. I mean, seriously. I mean, how many? I don't see any Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz's around. I don't see Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale around. You know what I mean? Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. There's no, over-the-top pitching staffs. And with the way the starting pitchers are now, you pitch 5 innings, five innings, give up 2 runs, let's put them in the Hall of Fame. There's no way. Look, if this team, I'll say this. Had this team continued on the path they were on when they were 11 games under and it looked like they were dead in the water, if that's where they were at the trade deadline, I think they would have traded Alonzo. I'll say that. I wouldn't have been happy about it, but I think they would have done it. But once they turned the season around and this team went on the roll they were on, now you're going to mess around with a key piece on a team? Come on.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
You say yes, I say no.
Very apropos song here because, you know, this week has been hello and goodbye. So very apropos to Beatles, of course.
Oh, no.
Paul McCartney singing Lee. But Ingo, I'll be saying goodbye momentarily. And that's what it's been. I mean, it's been a great week this week, I got to tell you. Doing the morning show with Jerry for 3 days and this show now, my old show, for a couple days. Really been enjoyable. And commuting every day has reminded me why I don't do this full time anymore. I can do it a couple weeks a year. I can do it, you know? You know, Dove, something like that, you know? You want to say something, Dove?
We enjoy having you.
Well, thank you, bro. No, I like doing it. It's a good feeling. I'll say this. It's a good feeling to have, like, worked all week. You know what I mean? There is something to that, you know. But, you know, to come in here every day, you know, 52 weeks a year or whatever, wouldn't be easy.
And this week, you got a driver in. You didn't drive yourself.
No, the train. I did not.
And you still complained.
Well, I'm not really complaining. But I just, you know, it's been a good week. But I just, you know. To do this all the time, you know, it would be hard to do. But a few days a week, you know, a few times a year or whatever, it's cool. You know, it is. And it's a different feel. It's a much different feel being here than doing shows from home. I got to say that. You know, it's better. I get to see, you know, it's a different mindset.
That wasn't your feeling when Trump told you to do it from here, not home.
Well, but I was recovering from, you know, from hip surgery. Come on. What?
I think I know the one person that appreciates this most that you're here is Terry.
Yeah, maybe. I'd have to ask her when I get home. She's probably listening right now, too. She probably likes the fact that I'm away for a little bit.
Terry or the cats? One or the other.
The cats. No, the cats miss me. No, she does, too. I got to tell you, it's really, you. And this is crazy. This is how great a woman my wife is. I could not have a better wife than I do. I like being around her all the time. I play golf with her all the time. How many guys play golf to get away from their wives? You know what I mean? And this is my number one golf partner. So I really, she's a wonderful woman. She's still beautiful. She's still sexy as hell. And I'm very fortunate. You know, married 30 years now. Very, very fortunate to have it, no doubt about it. And I'm fortunate to have my two beautiful cats, too, Dante and Iggy, because I love them, too.
And your daughters.
And my daughters. But they're not living with me. So we're just talking about who's in the house every day, you know? I'm talking about the immediate house, you know? 888-808-1019, and my son, Johnny, too. Beningo filling in for BT and Sal. Vinny in Congers is on the Fan. Hi, Vinny.
Oh, the legendary Joe Beningo. What a pleasure it's been to hear you all week, and my pleasure to be speaking with you right now.
Thank you, Vinny.
Before I get to my point, the reason why Sammy Sosa is probably dismissed, he was caught with the cork bat. You know, it broke right on the field. The tennis balls went flying out. So it wasn't just the steroids. It was being caught with the cork bat.
You know what, though? There's other guys who have. I remember Howard Johnson had a cork bat, too. I mean, you know, so, I mean, Sammy Sosa isn't the only. You're right about that. But he's not the only guy that had a cork bat. I mean, come on. He's not the only one.
Of course. I'm just saying that.
Right.
So, listen, to my point, you were saying, you know, why would the Yankees let Soto go? Here's a scenario I'd like your thought. In this day and age when there's all this parity, and it's hard to repeat. If the Yankees win the World Series this year, why would they re-sign him? Why wouldn't they spend that money elsewhere? Because it's so hard to repeat. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the best chance Soto has of leaving the Yankees is what you're saying, is if they win the championship. And he says, okay, I won his championship here. Now I'm going to move on. You know, that to me would probably be the best scenario for him leaving. If they don't win it, how are you letting this guy go? What do you think the fan base is going to say, you know?
Well, that's different, but would Hal let him go if they win the World Series? Forget about Soto. You think he's going to still try and pursue him if they win?
Well, I think Soto's definitely going to go to free agency. I thought for a long time that Steinbrenner would sign him prior to him leaving, but I don't think that's happening. I think he's going to get the free agency, And then we'll see what happens. Look, Judge got the free agency, and the Yankees wound up re-signing him. So, you know, we'll see. But I do think, like you said, if the Yankees won the World Series this year, I think that's the best chance of Soto leaving. That's me. I agree with that.
Joe, listen, a pleasure to talk to you. If you're ever around the doghouse and you hear of a band called Up in Mary's Room, make sure you come by and check us out.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure talking to you, Joe. Be well.
Thank you, Vinny. You be well. All right, let's go to Brian in L.A., one of my favorite places. Brian, how are you, bro?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Just wanted to give you flowers before you go. You and Evan's show is the main reason why I became a member of the fan. So back when I was living in New York. So great show, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I want to make 2 points on Sammy.
Go ahead.
The guy's kind of stole my thunder with the quarterback. I felt like that, along with him not being tied to maybe any significant winning, is kind of the reason MLB is kind of shunning him away, as opposed to like A-Rod or Ortiz. A-Rod playing for the most legendary baseball franchise ever. And Ortiz being tied to some winning with the Red Sox. McGuire, obviously, with that home run race with Sammy, was the one that kind of prevailed. And Bonds is just Bonds. So he was kind of, you know.
Bonds never won anything. Bonds went to one World Series, and that's it. I mean, as far as that goes. I mean, well, I know he did.
Record,
I know, what's that?
Bonds
no, Bonds has the record.
Joke.
No, I get that. But, I mean, you know, nobody hit. Nobody hit 60 home runs three times. Nobody. Except
for
Sammy.
Sure. For sure. I mean, I think pound for pound, he's a better player than McGuire as a 5-2 player.
Okay, yes. Yes. You're right. You're right. Yeah. McGuire's a one-dimensional home run hitter. You're right about that. I would agree.
For sure. Sammy was a way better player overall.
Yeah.
But he played for St. Louis, which is kind of like Yankee Stadium, like the Yankees of the NL.
Right.
You know, the Giants and St. Louis.
Well, remember, McGuire also played for the Oakland A's. I mean, he was one of the Bash Brothers with Canseco. They won three straight pennants.
For sure.
From 88 to 90, World Series in 89. So
kind of ties back into Sammy just not being tied to anything. I mean, the Cubs didn't really win anything with him. As great of a player he was, A-Rod has a chip. Ortiz has a chip,
right.
And they rebranded themselves, and now they're doing media. I don't think MLB wants to touch Sammy right now with a 10-foot pole, I mean.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. And I think there's something wrong about that. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, but let's be honest. What great Chicago Cub did a lot of winning? Ernie Banks? Billy Williams? Ron Santo? Ferguson Jenkins? Ryan Sandberg? Who? Rizzo? You know, when Anthony Rizzo, when he was part of the team, Chris Bryant, when they won the World Series in 2016, right? Schwarber, I mean, those guys, okay? Are any of those guys as good as the other guys I just mentioned from the Cubs? No, but they won. So I don't think that means anything. The fact that he didn't win anything, none of those Cubs won anything. So I think it's ridiculous. You know, give me a break. And Joey Clark brought this up, and a great point by Joey. He hit 60 home runs three times, more than anybody ever did it in their career, three times with 60, and never led the league in home runs. How about that? Isn't that crazy? That's crazy when you think about it. But, Sammy Sosa, man, I'm on the bandwagon for Sammy. Sammy, I'm on your side. You got hosed. More than any of the guys that of the steroid era, nobody got hosed more than Sammy Sosa. And I'm sorry, the guy should be in the Hall of Fame with all of them, and the numbers speak for themselves. Want to thank all the callers. Great job, as always. Could not do without you. Want to thank Marty Lyons. Terrific job, Dov Kramer, Pete Hoffman. You got Tiki and Loogie coming up. Everybody have a great week. No Saturday show tomorrow. Loogie will be filling in for me. The next time you hear me on the air will be next Saturday at the Fanatics. I'll be on from at the Javits Center. I'll be on from 9 to 12:30. Everybody, have a stellar, stellar weekend, a stellar week, all the love, and as always, God bless America, because God knows we need it. Surround with a key piece on the team? Come on.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Post song here because, you know, this week has been hello and goodbye. So very apropos to Beatles, of course. Paul McCartney singingly. Beningo, I'll be saying goodbye momentarily. And that's what it's been. I mean, it's been a great week this week, I got to tell you. Doing the morning show with Jerry for 3 days, and this show now, my old show, for a couple days. Really been enjoyable. And commuting every day has reminded me why I don't do this full time anymore. I can do it a couple weeks a year. I can do it, you know? You know, Dove, something like that, you know? You want to say something, Dove?
We enjoy having you.
Well, thank you, bro. No, I like doing it. It's a good feeling. I'll say this. It's a good feeling to have, like, worked all week. You know what I mean? There is something to that, you know? But, you know, to come in here every day, you know, 52 weeks a year or whatever, it would be, wouldn't be easy.
And this week, you got a driver in. You didn't drive yourself. You didn't
no,
the train.
I did not.
And you still complained.
Well, I'm not really complaining, but it's been a good week, but I just, you know, to do this all the time, you know, it would be hard to do. But a few days a week, you know, a few times a year or whatever, it's cool, you know? It is. And it's a different feel. It's a much different feel being here than doing shows from home. I got to say that. You know? It's better. I get to see, you know, it's a different mindset.
That wasn't your feeling when Trump told you to do it from here, not home.
Well, but I was recovering from, from hip surgery. Come on. What?
I think I know the one person that appreciates this most that you're here is Terry.
Maybe. I'd have to ask her when I get home. She's probably listening right now, too. She probably, she probably likes the fact that I'm away for a little bit.
Terry,
you know?
Or the cats? One or the other?
The cats miss me. No, she does, too. I got to tell you, it's really, and this is crazy. This is how great a woman my wife is. I could not have a better wife than I do. I like being around her all the time. I play golf with her all the time. How many guys play golf to get away from their wives? You know what I mean? And this is my number one golf partner. So she's a wonderful woman. She's still beautiful. She's still sexy as hell. And I'm very fortunate. You know, married 30 years now. Very, very fortunate to have it, no doubt about it. And I'm fortunate to have my two beautiful cats, too, Dante and Iggy, because I love them, too.
And your daughters.
And my daughters. But they're not living with me. So we're just talking about who's in the house every day, you know? I'm talking about the immediate house, you know? 888-808-1019, and my son Johnny, too. Beningo filling in for BT and Sal. Vinny in Congers is on the fan. Hi, Vinny.
Oh, the legendary Joe Beningo. What a pleasure it's been to hear you all week, and my pleasure to be speaking with you right now.
Thank you, Vinny.
Before I get to my point, the reason why Sammy Sosa is probably dismissed, he was caught with the cork bat. You know, it broke right on the field. The tennis balls went flying out. So it wasn't just the steroids. It was being caught with the cork bat.
You know what, though? There's other guys who have. I remember Howard Johnson had a cork bat, too. I mean, Sammy Sosa isn't the only. You're right about that. But he's not the only guy that had a cork bat. I mean, come on. He's not the only one.
Of course. I'm just saying that.
Right.
So listen, to my point, you were saying, you know, why would the Yankees let Soto go? Here's a scenario I'd like your thought. In this day and age when there's all this parity, and it's hard to repeat. If the Yankees win the World Series this year, why would they re-sign him? Why wouldn't they spend that money elsewhere? Because it's so hard to repeat. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the best chance Soto has of leaving the Yankees is what you're saying, is if they win the championship. And he says, okay, I won his championship here. Now I'm going to move on. You know, that to me would probably be the best scenario for him leaving. If they don't win it, how are you letting this guy go? What do you think the fan base is going to say, you know?
Well, that's different. But would Hal let him go if they win the World Series? Forget about Soto. You think he's going to still try and pursue him if they win?
Well, I think Soto's definitely going to go to free agency. I thought for a long time that Steinbrenner would sign him prior to him leaving, but I don't think that's happening. I think he's going to get the free agency, and then we'll see what happens. Look, Judge got the free agency, and the Yankees wound up re-signing him. So, you know, we'll see. But I do think, like you said, if the Yankees won the World Series this year, I think that's the best chance of Soto leaving. That's me. I agree with that.
Joe, listen, a pleasure to talk to you. If you're ever around the doghouse and you hear of a band called Up in Mary's Room, make sure you come by and check us out.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure talking to you, Joe. Be well.
Thank you, Vinny. You be well. All right, let's go to Brian in L.A., one of my favorite places. Brian, how are you, bro?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Just wanted to give you your flowers before you go. You and Evan's show is the main reason why
I became a member of the fan. So back when I was living in New York. So great show, man.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you.
And I want to make 2 points on Sammy.
Go ahead.
The guy's kind of still thunder with the quarterback. I think I felt like that, along with him not being tied to maybe any significant winning, is kind of the reason MLB is kind of shunning him away, as opposed to like A-Rod or Ortiz. A-Rod playing for the most legendary baseball franchise ever. And Ortiz being tied to some winning with the Red Sox. McGuire, obviously, with that home run race with Sammy, was the one that kind of prevailed. And Bonds is just Bonds. So he was kind of, you know.
Bonds never won anything. Bonds went to one World Series, and that's it. I mean, as far as that goes. I mean, I know he did.
Record,
I know. What's that?
Bonds
no, Bonds has the record.
Joke.
No, I get that. But, I mean, you know, nobody
hard to forget that.
Nobody hit 60 home runs three times. Nobody. Except
for
Sammy.
Sure. For sure. I mean, I think pound for pound, he's a better player than McGuire as a 5-2 player.
Okay, yes. Yes. You're right. You're right. McGuire's a one-dimensional like home run hitter. You're right about that.
For
I
sure.
would agree.
For sure. Sammy was a way better player overall.
Yeah.
But he played for St. Louis, which is kind of like Yankee Stadium, like the Yankees of the NL.
Right.
You know, the Giants and St. Louis.
Well, remember,
like
you also McGuire also played for the Oakland A's. I mean, he was one of the Bash Brothers with Canseco. They won 3 straight pennants.
For sure.
From 88
sure.
to 90,
sure.
World Series in 89. So
kind of ties back into Sammy just not being tied to anything. I mean, the Cubs didn't really win anything with him. As great of a player he was, A-Rod has a chip. Ortiz has a chip,
right.
And they
well,
rebranded themselves,
three.
And now they're doing media. I don't think MLB wants to touch Sammy right now with a 10-foot pole. I mean,
yeah, no, and I agree with you,
and I
think there's something wrong about that. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, but let's be honest. What great Chicago Cub did a lot of winning? Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, Ron Santo, Ferguson Jenkins, Ryan Sandberg. Who? Rizzo. You know, when Anthony Rizzo, when he was part of the team, Chris Bryant, when they won the World Series in 2016, right? Schwarber, I mean, those guys, okay. Are any of those guys as good as the other guys I just mentioned from the Cubs? No, but they won. So I don't think that means anything. And the fact that he didn't win anything, none of those Cubs won anything. So I think it's ridiculous. You know, give me a break. And Joey Clark brought this up, and a great point by Joey. He hit 60 home runs three times, more than anybody ever did it in their career, three times with 60, and never led the league in home runs. How about that? Isn't that crazy? That's crazy when you think about it. But, Sammy Sosa, man, I'm on the bandwagon for Sammy. Sammy, I'm on your side. You got hosed. More than any of the guys that of the steroid era, nobody got hosed more than Sammy Sosa. And I'm sorry, the guy should be in the Hall of Fame with all of them, and the numbers speak for themselves. Want to thank all the callers. Great job, as always. Could not do without you. Want to thank Marty Lyons. Terrific job, Dove Kramer, Pete Hoffman. You got Tiki and Loogie coming up. Everybody have a great week. No Saturday show tomorrow. Loogie will be filling in for me. The next time you hear me on the air will be next Saturday at the Fanatics. I'll be on from at the Javits Center. I'll be on from 9 to 12:30. Everybody, have a stellar, stellar weekend, a stellar week. All the love. And as always, God bless America, because God knows we need it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.